Praise God.
And just so pastors will know, that's just my title. I am continuing on on spiritual songs, hymns, and whatever the name was. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for being here with us tonight. Without you, there's no reason to come. And we just glorify you. We thank you for who you are. And now I just relinquish myself to you. I just turn my flesh over. I say, flesh, you get down, and spirit, rise up, so that I might speak the words of my Father. Help me, Father, to say only what you want and leave off everything else. I want my mind engaged with the Spirit of God, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And I want to speak a blessing over you, too. Our pastors do that a lot, and I'm so thankful because I love to get a blessing like that. So I'm going to speak one over you. I'm just going to follow suit because that's what we're to do. We've got God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and then here on earth we have pastors. And we're supposed to follow after our pastors if they are following after God, and we know that's what they do here. So right now, in Jesus' name, I speak life into your body. I speak healing to your bones and all your muscles. I decree in Jesus' name that they come in line with what the Heavenly Father has for you. And that is health and a good day and a good future. He says, I give you a bright future. Well, He wants that every day of your life. So I speak life to you in Jesus' name. I demand that your heart and your organs all come in line with the Word of God in Jesus' name. I say that the Jesus has already paid the price, and so we're going to receive it in Jesus' name. And if you believe that tonight, I want you to give Him the biggest shout that you can. It's not for me, it's for Him. It's for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're talking about the deep things of God, but there's a way to get there. And I'm going to go over some scriptures with you. And I have a lot of scriptures, so I feel like I'm going to run out of time where I really won't get to finish all the scriptures. But then at some point, we're going to go back and do a little review. But I put it in this order because I felt like that's how God wanted to give it. So that's where we're going tonight. Is there anybody in the boat with me? Okay. And Jesus is the captain. Okay, in Exodus 15, 1 through 8, and I probably won't read all that, but this is from the message. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to God, giving voice together. I'm singing my heart out to God. What a victory. He pitched horse and rider into the sea. God is my strength. God is my song. And yes, God is my salvation. This is the kind of God I have. This is the kind of God we have. And I am telling the world about it. This is the God of my Father. I'm spreading the news far and wide. God is a fighter, a pure God, through and through. And Pharaoh's chariots and armies he dumped into the sea. Now, they were singing this song, but do you think that they had a hymn book in front of them when they were singing?
That's good.
No. They didn't. They were singing because they recognized that their God had won the victory for them. And they were the benefactors of that victory. And so they wanted to sing to Him and it come up out of their heart. Okay. In the message in chapter 96 of what? Oh, Psalms. Psalms 96, 1 through 3. Sing God a brand new song. Earth and everyone in it, sing to God, worship God. Shout the news of His victory from sea to sea. Take the news of His glory to the lost. News of His wonders to one and all. And when you testify to somebody what God has done for you, that's what you're doing. You're showing how good God is. And if they don't know that, and they around you enough, and they hear enough about you talk how good God is, they're going to want some of this God that you serve. In 98 verse 1 of Psalms, sing to God a brand new song, and this is in the message. He made a world of wonders. He rolled up his sleeves and he set things right. Here we go again. All this is about singing God a new song. Okay? In the Message, chapter 144, 9 through 10. Oh God, let me sing a new song to you. Let me play it on a 12-string guitar. A song to the God who saved the king, the God who rescued David, his servant. Now, we don't all play guitars and we don't all play pianos or flutes or whatever. But we have a song in our heart if we allow God to use us like that. In the Message 149, 1 through 4, hallelujah, sing to God a brand new song. Praise Him in the company of all who love Him. Let all of Israel celebrate the sovereign Creator, Zion's children, exult in their king, or exalt. Let them praise His name and dance, strike up a band and make great music. And why? Because God delights in His people and He adorns plain folk with salvation's garlands. Okay? Now see, this keeps telling us sing a brand new song. So we're going to get to the point of how we're going to sing a brand new song. In Isaiah 42, 10 through 16, and I will not always read the whole thing because there's a lot here. And I just wanted to say that because sometimes I'll cut it off. Sing to God a brand new song. Sing His praises all over the world. Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause, with all the far-flung islands joining in. Let the desert and its camps raise a tune, calling Kedar, the nomads, to join in. Let the villagers and Selah round up a choir and perform from the tops of the mountains. Well, I decree that one day we're going to have the choir back because God likes that. Make God's glory resound. Echo His praises from coast to coast. And then you might say, well, why? Somebody will say, why? Because God steps out like He means business. You can see that He is primed for action. He shouts, announcing His arrival. Now, you know, when we start praising God or worshiping Him or we start talking about His Word, not all the time, but most of the time, most everybody here is going to recognize, I feel His presence. Well, He's announced He's here by your spirit. You feel it. You recognize He's here. Or maybe you're up here singing. The girl's up here singing or the guy's playing. And you're just playing. You're worshiping God. And all of a sudden you realize, hey, God's in this. Because He announced to you that He was here. I've been quiet long enough. I've held back biting my tongue. This is God talking now. I'm letting loose. I'm letting go like a woman who's having a baby. Stripping the hills bare, withering the wildflowers, drying up the rivers and turning lakes into mudflats. But I'll take the hand of those who don't know the way, who can't see where they're going, and I'll be a personal guide to them, directing them through any unknown country. I love that. And He says, these are the things I'll be doing for them. Sticking with them and not leaving them for one minute. He won't leave us. We just got to get that in our spirit and let our mind grab a hold of it. Amen. Here's a few more singing a new song. Psalms 96, and for some reason it didn't print out where in 96. Okay, song. Oh, sing a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day and declare His glory among the nations. Psalms 33:3, sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. I'm wondering if there's a little hint in there. If we'll just be shouting and really playing from our hearts, maybe our skills will get a little better. Psalm 96 and 1, I think I've already read this. Oh, I know what it was. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. For He has done marvelous things. His right hand and holy arm have gained Him the victory. I will sing a new song to you, O God, on a harp of 10 strings. I will sing praises to you. Now, don't be goofy. You don't have to have a harp of 10 strings. I don't even know what one of those looks like. But it's just telling you, he's telling all people, if you play this instrument, play it for me. If you sing, sing for me. Don't sing for the world. You're wasting your time. Okay? Isaiah 42 and 10. Sing the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that's within it, the coastlands and the inhabitants of them. Psalm 33 and 3 in the Message. Good people, cheer God. Just like you do at the pep rallies when you were in school, or like you do at a ball game, you're cheering your team on. Cheer God. He's worth it. Right living people sound best when they're praising. Use the guitars to reinforce your hallelujahs. Play his praise on a grand piano. We don't have one, but if we did, we would. Compose your own new song to him. Give him a trumpet fanfare. In other words, just make a big ado over God. And in the voice, it says, sing to him a new song. Play each the best way you can. The best you can. Not how somebody else does, because we're not to compare ourselves with somebody else. We might look and say, well, they do real good. I wish I could do that. Well, just do your best and God will help you. And don't be afraid to be bold with your joyful feelings. Now, I got a question for you. If all these verses are telling us to sing a new song, could it be God wants us to do that? It must be, because his word is what we're supposed to go by. It's our instruction. And he's said it over and over, and there are more. Okay. Now, let's see. 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, Amplified. Then what am I to do? Now, this is going in a little different direction, but it's going to end up. You'll see what I'm going. I pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I also pray intelligently with my mind and understanding. And I will sing with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. But I will sing intelligently also with my mind and understanding. Now, let's look at this in the voice. What do? Then I pray. I pray with my spirit, but also with my mind engaged. I sing with my spirit, but also with my mind engaged. And I kind of wondered about that, but if we renew our mind, then when we get in the spirit, our mind will kind of follow. Okay. Say this with me. If I get in the spirit, my mind will follow. Okay, because I give my spirit precedence and then renew my mind, so then it comes in line. But if I don't renew my mind, and I've been there, then my mind tries to have its way, and many times my flesh is taken over. But if I stay close to the Lord by abiding in Him and reading His Word and praising Him and worshiping is very important. It helps me. I know sometimes I've just been in a terrible mood or felt physically bad or something, and I start praising God, and maybe I didn't even do it on purpose, intend to, but my mind just went to the Lord, so I started praising Him. Well, whatever was wrong lifted off of me, and then my mind was thinking on the good things. Amen. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And I know I'm going through these kind of fast, but I'm trying to get the gist of them down. So we're going back to the previous two lessons on speaking in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, I will say this, because I've got some notes for you to take home, but these are not the psalms that you read in the Bible. It is good psalms in here, but these psalms and spiritual songs and the singing that you're doing is not already written out. It's going to be something that comes up from your spirit as you commune with God or be intimate with God. And you say, what do you mean be intimate with God? You spend time with Him. You're not acting crazy. You're not dealing with other people. And I can't say you won't have other people to deal with, but you put your focus on Him. That's your intimacy between you and God. And when you do that, He's going to give you things. Colossians 3:16, and some of these you've probably heard me say. I know some of them you have. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, I'll be honest with you. And this is what we do on the praise team. And everybody here that's on the praise team can acknowledge that I'm telling the truth. We do pray for each other. We do sing songs together. And they're not always something that is written out. And we just do our best to flow in the Spirit. Everything don't come out great and smooth, but we're making an effort to do what we can to please God and to build each other up. And we do. Romans 15:13. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing. And in parentheses, it says bubbling over with hope. Sounds like somebody's getting happy and full of joy. When you get in this frame of mind by the Spirit, you want to sing. Because you'll just start wanting to praise God. And actually, your spirit doesn't want to be restrained. It loves to sing to God. I want you to do this again. I know I'm like, some people watching probably think, welcome on Facebook anyway, probably think, well, this woman's a nut. But I want you to do this. I want you to put your hand on your spirit, on your stomach, which is just where your spirit is, okay? Say this with me. My spirit, you will sing to God. You love to sing to God. So I will yield and give Him praise. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:19-20. Whew, that would be long, Ephesians 19-20. Okay, Ephesians 5. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge drafts of Him. Now I looked up that word. I have to look up words sometimes. And it would do you well to do that too. You may think you know what that word means, but it's not always just what you think, okay? You've heard of draft beer. Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about taking your time in God and giving Him some time. And that's like drinking of Him. And the definition from the Webster's, it said drink deeply. In other words, I took some time with God. And so I've drank deeply. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Obviously, we know that. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. The New International Version says, if I can talk, International Version. Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Okay, and I've got a few more before I get to my little point. Okay, 1 Corinthians 14:26 in the Amplified. What then, brethren, is the right course? When you meet together, each one has a hymn, a teaching, a disclosure of special knowledge or information, an utterance in a strange tongue, or an interpretation of it. And thank God we've been having some of that flowing here lately. Let everything be constructive and edifying and for the good of all. You know, I have never once since I've been here over 19 years heard anyone try to give an interpretation or give an interpretation that had any kind of negative thing about it. When it was given, it was always uplifting, okay? And that's what God wants us to do. And In the Passion, it says, what does this imply? When you conduct your meetings, you should always let everything be done to build up the church family. Whether you share a song and praise, a teaching, or divine revelation, or a tongue and interpretation, or a testimony, let each one contribute what strengthens the others. Now, I'll say again, the praise team does this. And we do this when we practice. We don't do it every time, but we usually are, I'd say almost every time, we're building each other up. But we do pray for each other regularly, and we do. I don't know how many a few weeks ago just gave a word, a little sentence for a song, and we just made a song out of it. We did at least three songs that day, and they were just by the Spirit. If we can learn the Spirit flow, we can hear God. We can get revelation, and it can change the church. Now, Jeff, if you will hand those out, and you'll see page 13 and 14, I think I've got enough copies for everybody here. And they're just like a little preview, or not preview, what's the word? Review of what we've went over the last two teachings. And they're for you to take home. And I hope they bless you and remind you, because I don't know about you, if I don't write it down, I don't always remember it. And sometimes when we're teaching, I know the scriptures come a little fast, and we might say, well, that was Psalms, but where's it at, you know? And so this way you've got what Kenneth Hagin said. Nancy Dufresne said that Kenneth Hagin told her that if we did not put this into practice and people did not teach it, the light of this truth would be lost. Okay? So we said, and I'm just going to briefly go over this. We said that his definition of a psalm, it's a spiritual poem or ode that is to be sung or chanted or spoken out. It can or it does not have to rhyme. Okay? The hymn is a song of praise addressed to God, not something you thought up or heard somewhere else. It's the words that come up out of your spirit. Your mind can think up a lot of things. But we're talking about when you got your mind focused on the Lord. Remember, you're a spirit being, you have a soul, and you live in your body. I wish Jody was here. I'd have got her to tell us that, because she has taught us that really well. Pastor has too. So my question to you, again, and I've asked you this before, how many, raise your hand, are born again? Everybody, see, I already know everybody in here. If I didn't, I probably wouldn't have said that, but I might. I don't know. Because sometimes I do things that, you know, I get a little bold. Spiritual song. It's something revealed by the Spirit, a revelation by the Spirit delivered in this way. And we've already read the scriptures, Ephesians 16 and 19, I think. So we're going to not do that. But then, listen to this. What is the purpose of these forms of communion with God? The first one is spiritual edification. You won't stay in the same place. After flowing with the Spirit, you'll be built up to a higher place. And we know that song, Glory to Glory, or a new level. It's a means of keeping us separated from the world. It also helps keep our flesh under better control. Lord knows I need it. It's a means, am I the only one? It's a means of becoming more aware of God's indwelling presence. Now, so with all these things that we've heard and even went over, why should we follow these instructions? If you look it up, or write your little notes down so you can remember to look it up. 1 Corinthians 2 and 10. But God has shown us these things through the Spirit. The Spirit knows all things. The Spirit even knows the deep secrets of God. So getting the wisdom of God and His deep secrets, we have to follow God's instructions. There is not another way. But when we follow and read our word and praise God and follow His, let me say, simple instructions, we can get revelation knowledge that we would not get necessarily from anybody else, or it might not be in a book, but it's something you need when you're with Him that He will give to you. Even if it wasn't an instruction on how to do something, He may just be telling you, boy, I sure do love you. And I don't know about you, I think I do, you like hearing God speak. It is a good thing. Ephesians 1, 18 through 20. I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center, this is amplified, and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which He's called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, or God's people. And so that you will begin to know, I love this, what is the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of His active spiritual power in us who believe. These are in accordance with the workings of His mighty strength, which He produced in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Is there anybody in here who does not realize that when Jesus was dead and God the Father raised Him from the dead, that it took a unbelievable source of power to do that? We all know that. But God says that that same power indwells in us as we receive Christ and walk in Him. We have the same. And Jesus said, you'll do greater things than I did. I'm waiting for that because I haven't seen greater things yet. But for me doing them, okay? But we're working to that end, amen? Okay. Here, I love this one. This has always been one of my favorite. 1 Corinthians 2:10 through 12. But as it is written, this is J.B. Phillips, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has, through the Spirit, let us share His secret. For nothing is hidden from the Spirit, not even the deep wisdom of God. Let's just reverence God. Oh, I feel the Spirit now. For who could really understand a man's inmost thoughts except the Spirit of the man himself? So our spirit's connected to God the Father, who knows everything and nothing is hidden from Him. How much less could anyone understand the thoughts of God except the very Spirit of God? And the marvelous thing is this, that we now receive not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God Himself, so that we can actually understand something of God's generosity toward us. We'll run out of time, but I'm going to... Okay, 1 Corinthians 2:10 in the Voice. All these are good, so I have to give them to you. God's shown us these profound and startling realities through His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep mysteries of God. Now, here's another one. Amplified, same scripture. Yet to us... God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently. I mean, He's putting an effort into it for us, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels, and things hidden beyond man's scrutiny. Whew! Let me tell you, I looked up that word profound. I knew it meant something deep. But listen to this. Can't read my writing. Situated at. Extending to or coming from a great depth. Deep. Coming as if from depths of one's being. Thoroughgoing. Far-reaching. Penetrating beyond what is superficial or obvious, unqualified, absolute, and complete. Now, I said that earlier, but it was because I had looked this up. God doesn't have to give you any qualifications. He's the qualifier. We must qualify. If anybody's going to qualify, it's us. Because he's already got it. He is. I love that. Absolute. Absolute and complete. Ooh. Was the clock stopped during the night? I don't want to go over. I think God's holding it for me. I'm going to just decree that. Okay. In the message, the same thing. I'm going to read this whole page and I'm going to wind it down. We, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet on firm spiritual ground. You can't handle it if you're not got some kind of background of, you know, knowledge. But it's not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of His purposes. So when you get something from God, He's allowing you to get it because He's got a purpose behind it. And it's always a good thing. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest. What God determined as a way to bring out His best in us, long before we ever arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, y'all know this, they wouldn't have killed the Master God who designed life when He was on the cross. That's why we have this scripture text. No one has ever seen or heard anything like it. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love Him. But you've seen and heard it because God by His Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. Now, I'm just going to be bold. That's what He's doing tonight. He's reminding you of deep things that He wants you to experience. It's not just for certain people. It's for anyone that would pursue Him and want Him, okay? Because He wants you, and we should want Him because He's good. I will give you, here's one of Pastor Sharon's that I always love, Isaiah 45:3. I will give you, Bean, I will give you, Debbie, I will give you, Natasha, Chrissy, Carla, Deborah, Derek, Ish, Bonnie, Wanda, Vance, Pastor Rock and Sharon and Jeff in the back. Hey, I will give you the treasures, yes, Jeff, of darkness, the hoarded treasures, and the hidden riches of secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord God of Israel, who calls you by your name. He loves us so much that He calls us by name. And I'll cut these a little short now. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you plenteously in all wisdom. Teach and exhort your own selves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that have grace with them singing in your hearts to the Lord. You cannot make it without grace. You start off, you're saved by grace, but you got to have some grace to make it in this life. And I'll tell you this, I lose track of what I'm saying up here. We are to let the peace of Christ keep us in tune with each other. This is Colossians 3:16 in the message. This is what it says, keep us in tune with each other. Here's a funny side note. You can be off key when you sing, but you can still be in tune with the Spirit. None of this is going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ be rich in you and have the run of the house. Give Him plenty of room. Instruct and direct one another. Let's always be lifting each other up. Cause I'm telling you again, I've been bragging on the praise team. They lift me up. They do. And my pastors lift me up. And Actually, most everyone in here, I think, lists me up pretty good. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. And the voice, Paul had a lot of battles. And he said, but the weapons needed to combat them are not earthly weapons at all. He advises us to stand firm in God's power and to suit up in the full armor. We've been hearing, put on the whole armor of God a lot lately. I think God's trying to get us to do that. He's trying to remind us. Read these scriptures. I think it's Ephesians 6, 18 and on up some is putting on the whole armor of God. But he says, pray always. We should pray every day. Pray in the Spirit. Pray about everything in every way you know how. And keeping, and see, every way you know how. So you can't fail if you make the effort. Okay? And keep all this in mind. Pray on behalf of God's people. Keep on praying fervently, feverishly, feverishly. And be on the lookout until evil has been stayed. Last scripture. Listen to this. Romans 15:30, the voice. My brothers and sisters, I urgently plead with you by the name of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed, and by the love of the Spirit to join together with me in your prayers to God for my success in these endeavors, next endeavors. This was Paul asking for prayer. So whatever he set his hand to do for the glory of God, he would succeed. I know God gave me this. I want you to listen to this real good. If you want to see a positive change in this ministry, pray for it. I leave you with that. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.